Throat cancer is becoming epidemic, our sex lives could be behind it. By Professor Hisham Mahana. Over the past two decades, there has been a rapid increase in throat cancer in the West, to the extent that it has been branded as an epidemic. However, an increase in number of people suffering throat cancer is connected to modern sexual practices. This has been due to a large rise in a specific type of throat cancer called oropharyngeal cancer, the area of the tonsils and back of the throat. The main cause of this kind of cancer is the human papillomavirus, HPV, which are also the main cause of cancer of the cervix. Oropharyngeal cancer has now become more common than cervical cancer in the US and the UK. HPV is sexually transmitted. For oropharyngeal cancer, the main risk factor is the number of lifetime sexual partners, especially oral sex. Those with six or more lifetime oral sex partners are 8.5 times more likely to develop oropharyngeal cancer than those who do not practice oral sex. Behavioral trends studies show that oral sex is very prevalent in some countries, and in a study conducted in almost 1,000 people having tonsillectomy for non-cancer reasons in the UK, 80% of adults reported practicing oral sex at some point in their lives. However, a small number of people are not able to get rid of the infection, maybe due to a defect in a particular aspect of their immune system. No protection guarantees. In those patients, the virus is able to replicate continuously, and over time integrates at random positions into the host's DNA, some of which can cause the host cells to become cancerous. The oropharynx is middle section of the throat, pharynx, and the HPV vaccination of young girls has been implemented in many countries to prevent cervical cancer. There is also some evidence to suggest that boys are also protected by herd immunity in countries where there is high vaccine coverage in girls of over 85%. Taken together, this may hopefully lead in a few decades to the reduction of oropharyngeal cancer. That is well and good from a public health point of view, but only if coverage among girls is high. Over 85%, and only if one remains within the covered herd. It does not, however, guarantee protection at an individual level, and especially in this age of international travel, if, for example, someone has sex with someone from a country with low coverage. It certainly does not afford protection in countries where vaccine coverage of girls is low, for example, the US, where only 54.3% of adolescents aged 13 to 15 years had received two or three HPV vaccination doses in 2020. Boys should have the HPV vaccine, too. This has led several countries, including the UK, Australia, and the US, to extend their national recommendations for HPV vaccination to include young boys, called a gender-neutral vaccination policy. But having a universal vaccination policy does not guarantee coverage, as there is a significant proportion of some populations who are opposed to HPV vaccination due to concerns about safety, or less commonly, due to concerns about encouraging promiscuity. Paradoxically, there is some evidence from population studies that, possibly to abstain from penetrative intercourse, young adults may practice oral sex instead. Secondly, there has been an increasing trend in general vaccine hesitancy, or anti-vax attitudes, in many countries, which may also contribute to a reduction in vaccine uptake. As always, when dealing with populations and behavior, nothing is simple or straightforward. Edited and abridged by Peter McCosser.